Hi, I'm Alex Thomas.
And I'm her older sister, Jenny Thomas.
The Thomas sisters are back, serving up and spilling all of your bachelor and reality scoop.
So sit back and put your headphones in and let us entertain you.
Because we're about to spill the Thomas tea.
Hello and welcome to the first, well, actually it's not the first Bachelorette episode. We had the two pre-gamers, but welcome to the Thomas tea. I'm here joined with my sister, Alex, and we have just watched the Bachelorette premiere. Alex, what do you think? I'm sure you have lots of notes like I do. And can I just say that trailer? Holy shit.
Yes, I am so happy that we're recording this right after watching. Like, for anybody that's listening, the episode ended at 10 p.m. and we are on at 10:12 p.m. We were on before then, but we're recording at 10:12. So we were, like, hot to this. I'm very interested, Jenny, because I know that you said that the guys were going to pick. I don't know if that's happening anymore based on, like, the preface of this. Like,
no, and everything. Go ahead. I'm interrupting.
No. Rachel from the get-go was pretty much like, I'm a little bit nervous. Like, what if we like the same guy? But their friendship and their support for each other does seem stronger than any of that. Mm-hmm. But in the preview of the next episode or episodes, you see them giving roses to these guys that are saying, no, I'm here for the other person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious if that spoiler or that preface was true or not.
Well, and it seems like exactly what they've been promising the entire time didn't happen has happened, unless they're editing
they won't put it in a way where they won't turn against each other. I think that they are strong enough. I mean, they literally slept with the same guy last season.
Yeah,
so
true.
And I think that they're bigger than what maybe the franchise wants to do to them, but at the same time, it's like, cut them some slack.
Yeah, I mean, they're not being pitted against each other, but there's going to be a heartbreak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I really feel like they should have done it like almost like they did with Caitlin, and you know, brought in probably 60 men even and said, made them vote. Like at Caitlin's season, they voted for who was going home. It was either Caitlin or Britt. And they had to go put roses in a box, like for each one. And Caitlin obviously won and Britt didn't. And then one guy that really wanted to be there for Britt left with her.
Wow.
And they followed their journey like through the season and they ended up breaking up. But, he was committed. He was like, no, I was here for her. And I feel like they should have made them vote night one and then said, okay, you're dating her and you're dating her and this is how it's going to go.
Well, one thing that I am happy about is that, like Jesse had said, you know, whatever happens next is up to you guys, and called it from the get-go. I have my predictions. I guess it's not going to be this week, but the people that I said were going to be the first to go were the first to go. Roby and the twins.
Yeah, me too. Oh, yeah.
And I'm happy that they sent them home and were like, this is not a match. And Jesse gave that advice. He was like, the advice that I can give you is if there's anybody that you have talked to and met and you know it's not a match, don't train them along. Like, free up your space.
Right.
And that's what they did. And then they said, like, listen, like, we didn't get to know all of you. We're not doing an elimination until next week.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to go through the introductions? Because I think that's really all that we can do so far.
Yes, and I do have some, I'm sure we both have the same thoughts about similar people.
Yeah. So the first person that came out of the limo was Zach, 25.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had texted you, like, he had a sweet and wholesome entry. Like, nothing over the top, just, like, gentleman-like.
Yes.
Then we have Jason, 30. And just throughout this, the intros went so quickly that I didn't get ever, like, I was trying to type this out so fast that
me too.
I got some of their ages, and if I go back and look, I can get the ages. But like in my notes, I was able to cover like name and age for like maybe 75%. Mm-hmm. But some people, I'm like, you just went way too quickly. Like, but also, I think that they put some people in their intros like very quickly because there was nothing to say about them. So,
or they're gonna leave early on.
Yeah, yeah. So then the next person I have is Jason, and he said, oh, like me and Cleeton have something in common. We're both in love with three women. He said, my mom, my sister, and my dog. And they like that. But I get it. Like they made a comment. I don't have the exact note as to when they said that, but they were like, the Clayton references have to stop.
It was in the second segment, this after the first commercial break, that they said it. And it started around the time that the Ryan came in dressed as a clown, and then Johnny rapped, and Alec had the kids sing the winter formal.
That was, but they did say that that was the only reference to Clayton that they were okay with.
Yes.
But also I thought it was interesting that Rachel ended up telling, I think it was Logan, that she, her biggest fear was clowns, and that Ryan came in as a clown.
Mm-hmm. It was. I liked Avon. Jordan came in with the headphones.
That was weird.
I'm not sure. Jordan H, I should say. That was cute. Michael 32. I forgot what his occupation was. And honestly, I forgot what he looks like.
I also love that I said that was weird. And you go, that was cute.
Mario, he's the mentalist. I had no idea that until now. I forgot that he's the mentalist, because I thought he was uptight and you think he's goofy.
Mm-hmm. I had in my notes, I said, I think he's goofy. And and he's not who I would ever picture with Gabby, like off the bat, but I had in my notes, I think that I can see them together. And he's such a random pick for me to say that.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
I have him and Kirk in my notes, but like the fact that she gave him the first impression, Rose, is like crazy. But I do. I like Eric. I'm not a fan that Eric is playing both sides. Like,
I like him, but I'm disappointed.
Who did he kiss, Gabby or Rachel? I can't remember.
No, he kissed Rachel. Oh, no, Gabby. You're right. He kissed Gabby. And then he said with Rachel, he wanted to let the chemistry build.
When I saw Ryan's interaction with Gabby, I was like, oh, that's why you're 36 and still single. Like, she was like, you write like a 5-year-old. He's like, can you chill? I'm like, you're 36 years old. You're saying, can you chill?
I tweeted this and you wouldn't know, but okay. The villain of JoJo's season, and JoJo just married Jordan. You probably saw it on her Insta page. She was a cat. JoJo came from Ben Higgins' season. JoJo had a guy on her show named Chad. He was the villain. Okay. He was this meathead. He ended up getting thrown out of Paradise because he wanted to beat up Chris Harrison and a couple others. He was definitely on steroids. But this guy looks like him and acts like a toned down version of him. But Chad was kind of toned down. Well, no, he wasn't toned down on night one. Like they made a reference to like Chad on night one. He ate the meat platter because all he ate was protein. He didn't eat carbs. But he reminds me of Chad from JoJo season. Chad Johnson, I think his name was.
Yeah, unfortunately, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a youthful 37 either.
Yeah, I'm looking. I thought, you know, Tino, and I had in my notes for Tino, I went back to see. I said he, like, originally before we had met him, I said that he looked like a boy next door. So I had all positive notes about him. Yeah,
he was really sweet.
And I thought it was kind of cute that he wanted to, like, remake the stairs.
Me too.
Because that was such, like, an epic scene for that. Like, her, like, having a mental breakdown on the stairs.
And, you know, he also, like, right before, like, maybe it was this segment before, but he said that somebody asked him something, did you kiss her? And he said, no, I want to wait till I decide who I like before I kiss one of them.
That is like wholesome.
Yeah, it's very sweet. Unlike Eric, just trying to get a first impression rose from either one.
Yeah, I don't know about that because I liked him more than that.
And I hate to say it, and I don't know which one it ends up with because I know they were shooting in Bedminster, New Jersey.
So he, yeah.
Spoiler alert. So somebody ends up in, he ends up in somebody's hometowns.
Yeah. Who's from Wildwood? Is it Tyler?
It has to be.
Because I have it in my original home, let's see.
Is there a Tyler?
Yeah, Tyler is from Wildwood. Okay, interesting. Because I wrote in my notes from tonight that he just seemed wholesome.
What's going on over there?
My apologies. Our guest host is here looking for cheese under the microphone.
I hear like heavy breathing. And
no, it's not me. It's a dog that's literally sniffing the microphone. So my apologies. To know me is to love me because I come with a lot of surprises.
That's okay. Well, I guess we're getting away from the list. So basically, the first segment, we have Zach, to recap you, Zach, Jason, Avon, who I kind of liked, Jordan H., Michael, Chris, Mario,
I liked
Ethan.
Avon, whatever his name is. I liked his approach talking about Grandpa John and Tony. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ethan was in that segment also, and I don't like him right off the bat. I didn't care for him when I saw his profile.
Right.
And now that I see him being annoyed because he's being upstaged by all the other guys, it's like, sorry, you weren't original with your entrance.
With your juggling.
Buddy, you know? Yeah. That's all you can do, I guess.
See, I actually had predicted before meeting them, I thought that Kirk would maybe be a good match for Gabby, but I didn't like how he brought his, like, hustle. Like he was like doing like
who?
Kirk. He was like literally doing like a chant.
Oh yeah,
like a college. He's a college something. He's some kind of college coach.
Oh, he's the football coach. Yeah,
yeah. And he was like literally doing like a chant, and I was like, "You're a lot. I don't know if I like you."
He's still living the frat boy's life.
Yeah. So then we had, who did you just leave off on?
Ethan, and then,
so, yeah,
Kirk,
then,
yeah.
Then Kirk. Yeah, so then we had Logan. He brought the. See, you didn't like it. I wasn't upset about the chick because I thought that was unique. Mm.
It just every time I okay, every time I saw him standing there with the chicks, he looked really awkward.
He's got a he's the one that I said that gave me James Arthur vibes.
Yeah,
he just has a weird face, but like I did kind of like him.
Once I got to know him, I liked him. I mean, we really haven't gotten to know him, but. You know
yeah,
saying.
Yeah. He was trying. Then there was Quincy, whose lead was, Quincy's on my list of people that first to go before even meeting him. Yeah. He said he hadn't had sex in a year and a half, and Gabby was like, "That makes one of us." Like, you gotta love Gabby.
Yeah,
that was such a weird approach.
Yeah.
Then Hayden, he's the one with the Southern charm from Florida.
I liked him. I liked his accent.
I just didn't. He read me the wrong way because he referenced Clayton.
Yeah, but that could just be that they don't know what to say. I mean, it does. A lot of them do it, but it doesn't make it right.
Yeah, he's like, unlike Clayton, I'll be thinking with the right head, and I'm like, okay.
Oh God, that was corny. But I did, you know, I did like him later on. I mean. He just seems a little awkward-ish. I think he's nervous.
Probably. I think Clayton's like a good place to land because people like just don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
Okay, then we have Ryan. He came in as a clown, so like he's a Botox enthusiast. He's the one that said to Gabby, can you chill? And then
yeah.
Rachel's afraid of clowns, so like I don't really think you're doing a very good job. No. Johnny came in, he rapped. That wasn't impressive to me.
Wasn't or was?
Was not.
No.
Then Alec came in, who had the choir singing about Clayton, and that's the only thing that they appreciated about Clayton.
And can I just say that he was dressed for like he was going to like winter homecoming.
Oh, I didn't even get a good look at that. I was like so distracted.
He had that he had the velvet jacket on and matching, you know, whatever, but he just looked really hot because, you know, this was filmed in May. So
May in LA, why would you bring velvet?
Yes, thank you. It looked like totally. He looked like he was either going to the prom or to like winter homecoming. Like, I feel like that would be an outfit that your nephew would pick out to go to homecoming, or like similar to the jacket that he wore to, was going to wear to prom. Yeah, it's a total like, men's warehouse outfit. Like,
probably where he got like it.
Yeah, they have the whole, that whole, they had, it's a paisley gray outfit. They have it styled on their site. Sorry.
We're not sponsored by Men's Warehouse, by the way.
Obviously, he's not original because he went with the outfit the way it was shown on the website.
Then we have James, who's the meatball enthusiast, and he goes, he literally said, my name is Meatball. That sub though, like I'm surprised the guys didn't plow into that before, like when he came in with that, they were like, oh my god. But I'm shocked that I think it's Rachel that gave him a rose in the preview, and he says, I'm sorry, I can't accept it, I'm here for Gabby.
Yeah.
That shocked me.
Me too.
That he even had the time of day.
I thought he would be what Harry would call a drool, which means idiot in Italian, because of his profile and everything. But once I saw him come in with the meatballs and the way he was speaking, I actually think he might be sweet. I don't think he'll get far, but I think he might be sweet. I
guess we'll see, but like something that I thought was interesting, and I don't want to give them any more attention, but like when the twins were having the conversation with them, they said they were like, I want to say that he said that they were like marketing analysts or something, but like at different companies. And I'm like, okay, so twin isn't your only career.
Right.
Whatever. They both had the same job, but at different companies. But like, I'm like, okay, you have a job. Like, stop advertising yourself as a twin.
Well, maybe ABC did that.
I'm sure.
But still, yeah, exactly. They probably did it because they weren't going to get far.
Justin, 32, came in barefoot. Still don't really understand why.
Me either.
Then we had Brandon, who came in a blue mesh costume, like a green screen type costume. But Gabby was a good spirit about it, and then she put it on later, so good for her. But he's totally going to go soon. He's 23. She's 31. Like,
yeah, no.
Come on. Roby came in with a watch as magic trick. He already left. John, 26, messed up their names.
Yeah, that's bad.
So we'll see what happens there. Tino, obviously, he just got the first impression rose. 28, he came in on a forklift. Again, think he's a wholesome boy next door. Then we have Jacob, 27, shirtless on a horse, romance novel. He's the one with the possible man bun. I don't know what's going to happen there.
I cracked up when Gabby said all she could do was stare at his nipples.
Gabby's so funny.
She really is. She's like, he's trying to be sweet and all I can do is, his nipples are rock hard and all I can do is stare at them.
She's just blunt and so funny.
I feel like he's going to be an asshole at some point.
Or like, we just want to take him seriously.
Yeah.
I have Tyler, 25, that's the one who's from Wildwood. And I think, spoiler alert, I think he does make it far, but I wrote, like, wholesome but no impression.
Right. But you know what? I think sometimes they edit it that way on purpose to throw you off the trail.
Yeah, definitely. And as Nick File would say, like, the conversations are real, but the setup is not.
Yes.
All right, I don't know what this means. I have Colin Farrell. I have as my note hunt material. What does that mean?
Hunt material?
Yeah, it could have been an autocorrect. I was going so quickly. What's your note on him?
I didn't really have, you know, I didn't really have one. They didn't, once you got past the entrance, they didn't really give him much screen time. Yeah, so it was, yeah, it was kind of difficult to get a feel. You know, I think his bio made him look awkward, but then after trolling his Instagram, I think he's a catch. So it's just, it's hard because, you know, they didn't get a lot of time with a lot of people.
Yeah, like, especially the ones with no impression. It was like, I was just putting down the age of the one and it was like, on to the next.
I feel like ABC kind of mismanaged this. Like, I know they want to start when it's dark out, but this rose ceremony, this whole, the limos, they probably didn't start rolling into the house until probably 9 o'clock, 9, 10 o'clock. And, you know, obviously, you know, the three that were casted off were, it was morning, it was daylight out. So I feel like maybe ABC should have started earlier in the evening, like, even though it wouldn't have been dark, just because they had so many men and they couldn't get to all of them.
What is like the usual amount of men?
That's a good question. 26?
Okay, so they didn't have that many extra. Like, they were, like, because, I mean, Gabby made a comment. She was like, is it going to be 60-40? Like, because Jesse Palmer's like, we have the most amount of men ever. So if it's only, like, a little, like, less than 10 more, like, okay, let's relax.
I'm Googling it right now.
All right, while you do that, I'll go through. So then the next two people I have are Justin and Joey, the twins. I wrote no impression. And it doesn't matter because they left. Termaine came in with a mic drop. I have him on my list of before meeting him as like probably gonna be voted off soon. Then Spencer came in. He provided heels with them. I'm sorry, he provided seats for them because they were wearing heels. Matt 25 came in, said like two is better than one. That was his whole approach. And then Nate, who had the best fun facts, in my opinion. He came in and he had Rachel and Gabby on a pillow. And I was very surprised that they didn't mention this because when Gabby was on Clayton season, she had the whole sit on my face pillow entry. Yeah. And I was very surprised that there was no reference to that, but that he came in with a pillow with Rachel on one side and Gabby on the other. And then I missed Jordan V. I had to have you send my list, or your list rather, to me because I was like, I missed somebody. I'm short a person. He was the race car driver. And then after him, I had Eric, who came in with a tie and had them like tie the tie. And then he was like a little bit of a player.
They have one extra guy than normal on Katie Thurston season. There were 30 men, and on Rachel's season, Rachel Lindsay's season, she had 31. So Michelle Young had 30. Gabby.
Okay, so it's not that much more.
It's not that much more. Yeah, no, it's not at all. So I don't know why they're, I mean, it's not like they doubled the amount. They should have doubled the amount.
Yeah, you'd think.
Or at least gone to 40. Now, it says here Bachelor season 16 kicked off with 42 men. Whose season was that? Oh, Claire's season had 42 men.
So then why is Jesse Palmer saying it's the most amount of men ever? Unless... I think
some dropped out.
I was going to say, unless it was like how Clayton had people drop out. Maybe that was recorded before they dropped out.
This Claire started with 32. 10 dropped out during COVID because they pushed it quite a bit. Her production got pushed because of COVID.
Oh, Claire, not Rachel and Gabby. Claire.
No, but Rachel. Yeah, no, Rachel and Gabby only have 32. So, I mean,
apparently it's 33.
Really?
I don't know Okay.
So it is. Yes, it is the most, but it's not by much. They should have had at least 40.
I don't know if there's something wrong with my list, but I'm getting 36 people. But that doesn't make any sense because you and I split that list.
And we counted back 31 or 32 when we...
Because we did 16 each. But first, I have to look and see. Like, I had auto number. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm looking right now. There's no 13. There's no 19. Okay. So 19 and 13 got cut from my notes. So that makes sense. And 33. Yeah. Okay. Don't listen to me. The iPhone notes numbering app. Don't trust it. But any final predictions? Because I think we're pretty much like, there's not much else to say yet.
I think that Jordan V, the race car driver, has a pretty good shot with Rachel. I think that Spencer has a shot maybe with Gabby. I will ask you, I almost texted you this though, because Eric was the one that came in with the tie. Do you know how to tie a tie for a man?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, I have to teach you that, because every woman should know how to tie a tie.
In my defense, I didn't grow up with any, like...
Neither did I.
That's true,
my grandmother taught me.
But I could also see you tying Harry's ties.
No, never.
Really?
Yes, my grandmother taught me.
No, but I could see you teaching Harry how to tie a tie.
I didn't.
Oh, wow.
Maybe I did. I'll have to ask him. But no.
I'm thinking as being Wyatt the big Nash sister rather than the little sister.
Maybe. I've tied it before. Maybe I have. Dad taught him how to tie a tie. Because they came for my graduation in high school, and Dad bought him an outfit and made him wear a tie, and he was pissed, but Dad tied the tie and taught him.
Okay, yeah, no, but I have no idea how to tie a tie.
Okay. All right, well, I'll teach you next time we're together. Okay, Hayden, not sure about him. Let's see, Jacob, yeah, I don't know. I think, like I said, the race car driver, Tino, Logan are going to be like front runners. I'm really interested to see what happens with Ryan, because he's the one that's going to have to be honest with her in the clip. Something bad, traumatic, psychopathish. I don't know. I think from what we've seen in some of the clips, that's going to be interesting. And I guess that's it. I mean, I'm interested to see where it goes. I'm excited that they're going to be on a cruise ship.
Yeah. I'm interested to see how this all pans out. Yeah.
That's going to be a first. That could be messy.
Yeah. This is going to be a very interesting season as prefaced, but yeah, I mean, my, predictions really haven't changed. I think Kirk might have a chance, even though I didn't like his coaching huddle. I'm happy that Mario got the first impression rose. I think that Eric has a chance. I think that Logan has a chance. Happy for Tino. Happy the twins are gone. And yeah, I think we just have to like wait till next week to really get like actual predictions. But I'm happy that we got a little bit more of their personalities.
Yeah, me too. All right. Well, on that note, I guess this will be short and sweet. We'll wrap it up. We'll take advantage of this being short for the time being, since we had two really long ones. Well, we had one long one that I split into two this weekend, and I'm sure when the season gets kicking in week 6 or 7, we'll have a lot to say.
Yeah, I mean, I think even next episode we'll have a lot to say, but we did, yeah. I think because we prefaced the men, which we never did before, that is something that like cut our time this episode. Because we're not meeting them for the 100%. First time.
Yeah, we didn't have to go through and say what we thought and all of that. Right. And I think that really gave me, it made me be able to know who they are, like now. Give me a better idea.
Yeah, it was very helpful. So I guess until next episode, next week.
All right, until next week. I am looking forward to watching the show that comes on after tomorrow.
Yes, Claim to Fame. We want to try and like... It's on right now because we're recording these after 10 o'clock, but I think we're going to watch it on Hulu, and hopefully it sounds like a really cool concept. So hopefully we have some feedback on that.
Hopefully. We'll see.
Yes.
All right then. Well, you have a good night, Alex, and I will talk to you. I'm sure I'll talk to you later or tomorrow. And everybody, hope you have a good week. If you have any thoughts about the season, if you think we're wrong, right, drop us an email. You can either email Alex at the Thomas T or Jenny at the Thomas T. Alex is on Instagram as Alex Anonymous. And I am on under I am Jenny Thomas. You can follow us on Instagram at the Thomas T. And feel free to slide into our DMs as well.
And just my Instagram actually is Alex Thomas Anonymous. Okay. Just well, I'm not, yeah, just so people know.
Yeah, that, well, that's kind of helpful.
Yeah, but yes, so definitely feel free to DM, message, email, reach out, however, because we would love to hear your feedback.
Yes, and if all else fails, you can find her from the profile of the Instagram.
Yes, the Thomas D. I'm tagged, so you can find me from there. But yes. All right, Jenny. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you. And everybody, have a good week.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.